was a gay culture emerging in the 70s, such as pubs or clubs, particularly for gay people?
Definitely there was some in London, and Steve used to go to one or two clubs in London.
And were they exclusively for gay people, or?
They were there to provide an opportunity for gay people of both genders, gays and lesbians, to meet each other. So that was obviously their prime purpose. It was difficult for people, because of attitudes and all the rest of it, to necessarily meet each other in other environments. So they were established for gay people to meet each other.
Are there any songs that you remember that celebrated being gay or a gay culture?
Some of Bowie's early stuff, Lou Reed's Transformer album, which was 72, I think. Particularly with songs like Walk on the Wild Side.
Were any protests for the rights of gay people?
Tended to be sort of in the cities. I
Likely
would have
taking part in.
heard about, but taken part in it.
Were there reactions to celebrities or politicians who were openly gay or bisexual?
If you're involved in the entertainment industry, arts industry, people like musicians, painters, theatre directors, actors, that was quite accepted. That was, part of being an artist. As politicians were concerned, as far as sort of people in more establishment aspects of public life, so civil servants, if you're a politician, it could destroy your career. And the most notorious case was that of Jeremy Thorpe, and friendship with Norman Scott, the fact that some chap shot Norman Scott's dog, so it created a big scandal, finished his career. His political career was dead after that. He was a broken man.
Was there homophobia in any political parties?
National Front and supporters of the National Front actually engaged in an activity with an obnoxious name, but was an even more obnoxious activity, and that was queer bashing. Also, within, for example, the Conservative Party, they were very homophobic at that, so there were some serious difficulties then. Things certainly significantly liberalised in the 70s, but amongst the establishment, amongst the Tories, that was not accepted. Although it was always known that there were senior Tories, there were senior figures in the establishment, judges, civil servants, who were gay, and they did actually have an organisation through whom they met, which was CHEI, the Campaign for Homosexual Equality. But that was a lot less open, a lot more discreet. They were wanting the laws to be changed. They were wanting not to be discriminated against, but they certainly weren't going to be sort of open about it, because it destroyed people's careers,
Yeah,
yes.
absolutely. I mean, you mentioned a few famous people and different politicians, of course, but did you personally know anyone that faced discrimination for being gay or bisexual?
Friend at college, and basically his dad was a bank manager. He did come out. This led to some awful difficulties at home, and in fact, at one point he took an overdose. And so obviously he was in hospital for some time then. It led to awful difficulties with his family, and ultimately his dad actually had him committed, because his dad couldn't come to terms with the fact that his son was gay, not taken an overdose at that particular time. And yes, it was precisely because he was gay.